ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This year is on Sanhedrin Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis is beginning the sugya of Azmona Milsi or Azmona Lav Milsi, and the Gemara brings Itma Ho'irik Beged Lemeis, one who weaves a beged to prepare for a mace to be buried in. There's a machlikas Abayi and Rava. Abayi holds it's asa ba'ano, with this that is prepared for a mace is enough to asa ba'ano, and Rava holds it's still muta ba'ano. The Gemara is mefarish. Abayi said it's asa ba'ano, hazmona milsi, this that he was mazminit for a mace is milsi, and that asa is it ba'ano. And Rava holds it's muta because hazmona lav milsi, hazmona is not nechshav anything, and it's not enough to asa it ba'ano. Rashi's mefarish hazmona milsi is this that he was izmine lekach, it was nikra shema meis olav is milsi, zok Rashi it's ki'ilu karchuboy, this that it was nikra shema meis olav, he was mazbenit, zok Rashi it's milsi, the hainu we look at it, ki'ilu was already done, the meis was already buried inside this beged, and if the meis would be buried inside the beged is nesa ba'ana, who would then if he's mazbenit to bury a meis inside, also the beged's already nesa ba'ana. The Gemara is mefarish the tam for the machlokes Abayi and Rava. They're arguing in the drashas. Abayi darshin shom from Egla Arufa, just like we find by Egla Arufa. Abba azmona mitzura, so too bekolatay rekula azmona milsi and ba azmona mitzura. And Rava learns that from takuvus avodas kechavim. He learns that shom from takuvus avodas kechavim, just like by avodas zara ba azmona le mitzura until it's actually makavit for the avodas zara. It's not nesa ba no. Things that don't become asa with Azmona itself until he actually uses it, it wouldn't be asa ba'ano. This that he's mazmin a beged for a mace wouldn't be enough to ask it ba'ano. And there's a machlikis of Rishonim in the gedda of Azmona Milsi. What's considered Azmona that according to Abayi would say Azmona Milsi and it would asa ba'ano? And there are kama v'kama nafkaminis in the pirish of the sugi and this machlikis in what the gedda of Azmona is. Shitas Atrisris and Afnam Chesam and Aleph de Vermaschel Nostun Le Sefer is that when we say Hazmona Milsi, it's not be Yichud by itself. If one is Meyachid, the beged for a mace, even according to Abayi, the beged is Mutta Ba'ano. So Atrisris, when we say Hazmona Milsi, it means a Yichud with an Asiya. And Atrisris is Medaik this from the Loshen of the Gemara, Ha'irig beged Le Mace. It's Mashma Dafka with an Ariga, Dafka if he wove it, he did an Asiya, that's enough to Aser. But with Yichud L'chudei, if he set aside a beged for a mace, that would not be enough to ask it, the beged would still be Mutter Ba'ano. And Tosis is Messiah, it's Lavdavka with an Asiya Gemura, Arigo LeBeged LeMace, that's an Asiya Gemura, one doesn't need such an Asiya in order to ask it. Zok Tosis, Afilo, if it's notly, he picked up the beged and he's Meyachid for a mace, Afilo with an Asiya Koldu, as long as there's a Dibu with an Asiya Koldu, that's enough to ask it. But Akoponim Shita Satrisvis is that with a dibur by itself, that wouldn't answer. It has to have an Asiya Koldu. Akoponim, he has to be notly, has to pick it up and be Meyachid. There has to be an Asiya Koldu in order to answer. And the Ran brings B'Shem Ramban that the Ramban is Chilik on Taisvis. The Ramban is that we don't need an Asiya in order to be considered as Mona. Shita Ramban is that with dibur L'chudei, if he's Meyachid, the beggar for a mace, that itself is enough to ask it. But no, we don't need along with the dibur that there should be an Asiya also. Dibur l'chudei is also enough to ask it. And the mashmoyis of Taisus is that just like they're arguing in the, according to Abayi, there's a machlekes Taisus in the Ramban, whether or not when we say Azmona Milsi, we mean with a Dibur l'chudei or we mean a Dibur with an Asiya, who would then is an Afkamina l'didan, Eliba de Hilchasa, there's an Afkamina, Eliba de Rava. According to Shitas Rava, the Moshel, if somebody sets aside a tick to be used as this pouch should be used to store his tefillin, he's using the tick that it should be considered a tick shell tefillin. And according to Rava, it only becomes also once he's mishtamish by with the azmona that he set it aside, that it should be the tick shell tefillin is not enough to ask it. But Akoponim, according to Rav, it's only Nesa La'olam if there was a Hazmana before. If he was Mazbin, this pouch, this tick, that it should be a tick shall tefillin, then when he's Mishtamish boy, the tick becomes also La'olam, being that there's a Hazmana within the Mishtamishis, according to Rav, then it's Nesa Ba'ana. But if he'd be Mishtamish with a tick shall tefillin, without it being Mazbin it before, that this should be a tick shall tefillin, Eliba de Rav would not be Nesa Ba'ana. As soon as he takes the tefillin out, he can use this bag for anything that he wants. And according to this mashma from Tosfos, that the same machlekas that they have a liba da abaye, there would also be a machlekas a liba de Rava. That according to Rava also, what's considered as mona, that now when he's mishtamish with a tick afterwards, it should be nesa ba'ana. According to Tosfos, that dafkif is as mona with a dibur and a maisa, but even then, when he's mishtamish afterwards and he puts the tefillin inside, the bag, the pouch now becomes also that even after he takes the tefillin out, it would be asa ba'ana. Mashenkin, according to the Ramban, we don't need a nasiya. As long as he set aside this tick should be the tick shall tefillin, and then he's mishtamish bay, he puts his tefillin inside. The tick is now nesa, this pouch is now nesa ba'no lo'ilam. After he takes the tefillin out, it's still nesa ba'no. And l'chayru l'fizei yesh l'haran samachreinim that seem to be mashma libu derova as mona bepeh is enough. If a person is mazmin bepeh and afterwards mishtamish with the chayfet, he used the tick shall tefillin with as mona bepeh, that itself is enough to asa ba'no. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Nun Zayin Ois Yud speaks out a halacha that just like we find the Sheila by Hektish, if a person's Maktish a Chayfetz, he can be Sheila on the Hektish, he could do Sheila's Chacham on the Hektish, and the Chayfetz that he was Maktish will be Yotzel Lechulin. And who then if a person makes a Neder, he creates an Isra on himself, he could be Sheila on the Neder, and if a person does Sheila's Chacham on the Neder, what he asked on himself will become Mutter. Zog the Minchas Chinuch, it's Pashit that Azmana isn't more Chamer than a Hektish. And if a person could be shayla on a hektish, who adin it could be shayla on his dibra of a hazmona. Then if a person is mazmin a beged for a mace, or he's mazmin a tick that it should be a tick shall tefillin, he set aside this pouch that it should be for tefillin, he can be shayla on the hazmona, he can be shayla on his dibra of the hazmona, and the beged will no longer be considered the yuchid le mace, and it will now be mutter ba'ana. And it's like the minchas chinuch, hagam the poiskim don't bring this halacha, may Rav Pshitusay, they will say some, it's Pashit, how could it be Mohammed than Hektish? And just like a person can be Shail on Hektish, who are then also a person can be Shail on Azmana, that a beggar that's Meyuchid for a mace, if he's Shail on the Azmana, the beggar will become Mutter Ba'ana, Afil Lefi Abai. And the Chalkos Yoivin, or Echayim, and Saif Simon Hey is Ma'ir, that Lechayra called Divya Minchas Chinech is Dafka Lefi Shita Saramban. Lefi Shita Saramban, that a person can make Azmana with the Dibur itself. A person doesn't need along with the dibur any amount of asiya, it's just a dibur, and then we can redame it to hektish, just like by hektish, a person can be shayla on the hektish. Who adim, when it comes to an azmana, a person can be shayla on the azmana. Bezok the chalkus yoyev, v'lefishita sa'teisvis, that one has to have an asiya along with the azmana. A person can only be shayla on a dibur. A person who said a dibur can make shayla on the dibur that he made, that the dibur shouldn't create a chalais. But a person can't be shayla on a maisa that he did, and if the azmana is not only done with the dibur, according to Tosfos, it has to be not levi yichadoi, it has to be with an asiya. Also, oivig beged lemeis, it has to be dafka with an asiya. If lefishita sa Tosfos, it's a dibur with an asiya, then the chayra shouldn't be mahani shayla. And kol divya min chaschinich, that's assuming that shayla is mahani on azmana, is only lefishita sa amban. Lefishita sa Tosfos, the chayra shouldn't be mahani shayla, and the min chaschinich is being soismak the shita sa amban, and the chalkos yoyev leases by tzarechian. That lechayu lefishita sa teisvus, it's not mehani shayla na azmana. A similar aura is shver on the sheet of the derech achayim. The mechabrin or achayim simen bembeiz paskins, if a person sets aside a sudda that it was azmane to be meitze be tefillin, he set aside this sudda, he set aside a bag that this should be set aside to put tefillin inside. And then he went and used it and put his tefillin inside. It's nesa la'ilam afila. After he takes the tefillin out, he can't use it for other things, he can't use it to store his money. And the Mishnah Berurah brings b'shem the Derech HaChayim, this that we say by Azmona, it's Nesa after his Mishtamish, is afil with Azmona bepet. If he speaks out, this bag should be miyuchid for the tefillin, and afterwards he puts his tefillin inside, even though he didn't do any asiyah, it was Azmona bepet with an Ishtamshish, that's enough to aser. And the Be'alachi is Ma'irah, that Lechayra, this is a Machlikus of Rishonim. Kolze is Dafke, the Vishita Saramban. The Shita Saramban is that Azmona bedibur is considered Azmona. But according to the Shita Sa'Tosfos, that Azmona Bedibur isn't considered Azmona until it has an Asiya Koldu, just like Tosfos holds a Liba Da Abaye, that Azmona is not considered Azmona with a Dibur Lechudei, it has to have an Asiya. Who would then, according to Rava, that Azmona asks if he's Mishtamish with it afterwards, Hazmana bepeh would not be considered hazmana, it would have to be dafka hazmana with an asiya also, and hazmana bepeh with an ishtamshis with a tick, that it should be a bag that's set aside for tefillin, wouldn't aser until he actually does an asiya. He's not leviyichadei for tefillin, then when he puts the tefillin inside, it would be nasa ba'ana lo'ilam. But our kopanim, the mashmoyus of Tosfos is that a libud de rava, after, even though we say hazmana with ishtamshis asers, it's dafka hazmana with dibur and an asiyah, and then he's mishtamish with it, then it's nasa ba'ana. And yesh lahan the minchas chinuch that assumes that she'ilas mahani ba'hazmana, if we have to assume like Tosfos that it's not only hazmana with dibur, it's with an asiyah also, l'chayve she'ilas only mahani on a dibur, she'ilah isn't mahani on an asiyah, he can't undo an asiyah that he did, and l'chayve it shouldn't be mahani she'ilah, and it's like domi tektish, which is only a dibur. And who didn't bring my on the Derech HaChaim was assuming that according to the Mechaber, that the Mechaber says Azmana with the Shtamshis Asas, Afilo Azmana Bepeh. L'chayu Lefi Taisvis, it's Mashma Aliba Derava, it only asks the Azmana with Bediba and Basia. When he's Mishtamish with it afterward, that's when it's Nesa Ba'ana, but with the Diba itself, even if he's Mishtamish, when he takes the Tefillin out, the Zekah would still be mutter to be used, he'll be able to put money inside his bag. And the chayve yesh lahaysev this machlikus of Yishonim, when we say hazmana milsi, it means hazmana bedibur, it means hazmana bedibur with an asiya. It's Tolian had to learn Abayi's Joseph Megla Rufa. We mentioned earlier the Gemara had said, my time of the Abayi is Gomer Shom Shom Megla Rufa, Abayi had a limud Shom Shom for Megla Rufa. My Egla Rufa by hazmana mitzvah, as soon as a person's mazmini prepares an egla to be an egla rufa, it's nasa ba'ano. So too, we learn to call it Terekula Ba'azmana Mitzvah. And Rashi's Mefarish, what do we mean when we say Egla Arufas Ba'azmana Mitzvah? Zog Rashi, Dekaimalon Yiridosel and Achal Eson here is Rosal Bekedushinu Bekrisis. We hold them a paskin that Yiridosel and Achal Eson, when they brought the Egla Arufa down to Nachal Eson, that's enough to, that's when the Egla Arufa becomes Osa Ba'ano Afilu Mechayim, before the Arifa of the Egla Arufa. When it's Yiridosel Nachal Eson, when they bring the Egla down to Nachal Eson itself, the Egla becomes Asa Ba'ano. So we see Azmana Milsi, and from there we learn out the call Torah Kula, we say Azmana Milsi. The Yadimah brings a second Lashon to Mefarish, what the Gemara means when it says Egla Rufa Ba'azmana Mitzvah, so too in call Torah Kula, we say Azmana Milsi. And Zok the Yadimah, being that the Lashon of the Pasuk by Egla Rufa is Kaporek Sivbok Kekachim. The Pasuk uses a Lashon of Kapar by Egla Rufa, it's Kaporek Sivbok Kekachim, being that using a Lashon of Kapar, so we assume it's similar to Kachim. And by Azmana Mitzvah, as soon as he sets aside the Egla for an Egla Arufa, the Egla already becomes Asa Ba'ana. Afilu Koidim Yiridosla Nachal Eson, this that he sets it aside, that this should be an Egla Arufa, it already becomes Asa Ba'ana, and it's Asa Ba'ana Machmas the Azmana. From there we see Azmana Milsi, and we learn at the Kala Terekula that Azmana Milsi. And L'chayri Yeshleimer at the Machlikas, Taisis Na'amban is totally in these two Pshatim, in the Rashi and the Adama. If we learn like Rashi that Yiridosla Nachal Eson here is Rasa, so we only see from Egla Arufa Azmana with an Asiya. We only see that if there's a Azmana and Yiridosla Nachal Eson, there's an Asiya that went along with the Azmana, then it becomes Asa Ba'ana. So we then also that Azmana Milsi of Kol Terekula B'dibu L'chudei, it wouldn't be Asa, it's Dafka Ha'irik Beged L'meis, Dafka if there's with an Asiya, then it becomes Nasa Ba'ana like Shita Sataisvis. Mashenkin, according to the Adamat, Kapar Ksibak Kekachim, Ba'azmana L'chudei Mitzvah, this that he sets it aside for Negla Rufa is enough to Asad Ba'ana, L'chayva the Afusu should be that B'dibu L'chudei, it's Nasa Ba'ana, and we don't need Nasiya Bechlal, like the Sheet of the Ramban, that B'dibu L'chudei, it's considered Hazmana, and we say Hazmana Milsi. And in a Mekar for this Taliyah, this that we're making a Taliyah in the Machlikis, the Ramban and Taisis is Tali in the Pirish of the Gemara's Josh of the Limud of Egla Arufa, in the Pirish of Rashi, in the Pirish of the Adyamah. In the She'iltis in She'ila Kuf Lamed Gimel, he brings a different gears in the Gemara. The She'iltis had a gears in our Gemara that Abayi was Yalef Lami Hektish, not like the gears in our Gemara that Abayi was Yalef Lami Egla Arufa. He had the gears that Abayi was Yalef Lami Hektish. And in the Hamek Sheila, the Netziv is Mefarish that L'chayre L'fi the She'iltis B'dibur L'chudei Azmanas Nesa, and one doesn't need an Asiya along with the Dibur. If it's Yalef Lami Hektish, and Hektish is with a Dibur L'chudei, Zok the Netziv, then in Kain L'chayre the Afusa should be Azmana Milsi with a Dibur L'chudei without an Asiya. Masha'enkin, if you need that Yiridasa to Nachal Eisen Yisrasa, we're learning it out from Egla Arufa, then L'chayre you should need a Dibur with an Asiya. This is a similar tliya that the machlekes to Shiltus and Rashi would be the machlekes to Ramban and Tosfos, whether or not it's a dibur lechudei or it has to be a dibur with an asiya. And mefarish this pirush of the Adama that speaks out kapor k'sibok k'kochim, that once he sets aside an egla rufa to be an egla rufa, it's already asaba no. Again, Rashi's quoting a Gemara that Yiridosa Tanachale Eson here is Rosan, it's not Nesa Ba'anol before it was Yorah Tanachale Eson. And the Chariyesh Lefarish this Yadama appear in Einig Yomtif and Simon Vav. Then Einig Yomtif as Akasha, first he's Mechiach in the Sugya of Azmona Milsi. So after Einig Yomtif, this time we say Azmona Milsi, that a Eirig Beged Lemais, the Beged is Nesa Ba'anol. A one who sets aside a tick, that it should be a tick shall tefillin, and instead aside to be used to put tefillin inside, and it's nesah ba'anot. Zokta in the yomtif is kolzeh, this is kolzeh dafka kolzman, the chefetz which he set aside is still roi for the purpose it was set aside for. The beged is still roi to be a beged of a mace, and the tick that he set aside is still roi to be a tick shall tefillin. But berega, that it becomes not roi to be used for a mace anymore, then the azmona is bottle and now becomes mutter ba'anot. If the tick becomes not ready to put tefillin inside, then the azmana is butter on this tick is not mutter ba'ano. And the Einig Yomtif is mechiach this halacha. From this that we find atzei asukah asuin kol shiva. And the esrig that's set aside for the mitzvah's esrig is asur kol shiva. Afilo achi, if it's nafla the sukkah, or the esrig is nifsal, but even zeh, that now it's no longer ready to mitzvah, so it's mutter ba'ano. If the atzei asukah are not ready to be a kosher sukkah, and if the esig is nifsal and it's not really mitzvah, it's mutter ba'anot. Zog the Einig Yomtif hagan, it was hazmona milsi and it was set aside for a mitzvah, being that it became not really for the to be used for the mitzvah anymore, the hazmona is bottle and it becomes mutter ba'anot. Who would then, by the entire sugi of hazmona milsi, if the chefetz that was set aside to be used for a mace or for tefillin or for any other purpose, and now it's not really to be used for that purpose anymore, it's bottle the azmona and it becomes mutter ba'anol. We only say azmona milsi, kozman, it's still really for the dover that it was set aside for. And in kain fekta in a gyamtif akasha, when it comes to an egla rufa, it's mavur in our sugi that this that an egla rufa is asa ba'anol is midin azmona. Kipshuta, we could learn that the isra anol of an egla rufa, yiridosla nachal isan yirisrosa, it's a carbon and it becomes asa ba'anol, it becomes huktash, and it's also machmas dehektish or a chalais issa that it becomes now also ba'anot. But it's mevur now sugi that the issa of egla rufa is because of the azmona, the gemara learns after egla rufa, azmona milsi and kol terakula. Zokta enig yomtif, if the entire issa of egla rufa is only machmas de azmona, it's only because azmona milsi by egla rufa that it's also ba'anot. And kain after a person shechts the egla, and it's no longer ready to be used as an egla rufa, it's not ready for an arifa. Why is the halacha that if you shecht an egla rufa before they had a chance to be arifit, it's still asa ba'ano? Once you shecht the egla rufa, it's no longer ready to mitzvasa. And if the issa is not an issa be'etzin that it was nesa ba'ano, it's only an issa ba'ano, machmas de azmana milsi. And the halacha is that once it's not ready for the thing that it was set aside for, the azmana's bottle and it's mutter ba'ano, why is the halacha by an egla rufa that was shechted and it's no longer ready for the arifa, that it's still also be'anot? And Zakta in Yomtiv k'dei liyashiv this kashya yesh loimer, that there are two dinim of the Isra Ano of Egla Rufa. There's the Isra Ano that it's Nesa Machmas, the din of Egla Rufa. Machmas, according to Machlikas in the Gemara and Kedushin, if you read Dosa Tenachale, Eson is a Yisrosa, or Arifosa Yisrosa, after the Arifa becomes Nesa Ba'anot. Zakta in Yomtiv calls it that's the Isra Ano be'etzen, that the Egla Rufa is also Ba'anot, Machmas the Halacha of Egla Rufa. But afilu koidim this that it's chalach alois isra on the behema of egla rufa. Once it's set aside to be an egla rufa, there's already an isra of azmona milsi. And afilu according to the man diyama that arifosa isrosa that only becomes nesa ba'ano be'etzem acher arifa. Kol zeh machmas the isra no be'etzem that it's chal, this is kekochim and this is nesa ba'ano be'etzem. But afilu koidim lechein it's asa ba'ano machmas the aloch of azmona milsi. This that it was set aside for an egla rufa is enough also to asvet ba'ano. And Zokta in Yomtiv, there's a grace in Afkaminif was Nesa Ba'ano Be'etzem, that it's already Chala Din Egla Rufa on it, and it's Asa Ba'ano, or it's Asa Ba'ano Machmas de Alocha Vazmona Milsi. Zokta in Yomtiv, if it's Asa Ba'ano Machmas de Chalais Din, that it's Chala Alocha Egla Rufa on it, and the Din Egla Rufa is Asa Ba'ano, which according to one man the Yomtiv is Dafka La'acher Arifa Arifosa Yisrosa, in Kain Afilo after it becomes not Roile Mitzvosa anymore. According to one man the Yomtiv, Yiridosa Tenachel Eison Hiya Yisrosa. If it becomes not really to be used for an egla rufa, it would still be asa ba'anot. Once it's challah din of egla arufa on it, that has a chalaisar shame of an egla arufa, that it's nesa ba'ana, afilo, if it becomes not roi anymore for an egla arufa, afilo achi, the isra ano remains. But kolze, if it was challah shame egla arufa on it, and that's what asad it ba'ana. Ba'ashenkein, if it's also ba'ana, machmas the din of azmana milsi, this that it's set aside to be an egla arufa, but it wasn't yet a yuridasa tanachalaisan, or it wasn't yet arifasa israsa. It was only set aside to be an egla arufa, and it's necessary to din of azmana milsi. That's only kozman, it's really to be an egla arufa. If one shechts it before you redos it to nachalesan, zok da inig yom tif lekuli yam would be mutter ba'ana, would be batal the azmana, would become mutter ba'ana. This halacha that we find, if one shechts it, it remains us ba'ana, is dafka la'achi redos it to nachalesan. According to the mandama, you redos it to nachalesan yisrasa. Now it's chal Hashem egla arufa on it. Afilo fi shechts it afterwards, it remains also ba'ano. But avada l'kuli alma, it's nesa ba'ano mishas hazmano kapar k'sivba k'kachim, and there's a din of hazmano milsi. And according to this, we could explain what we said over earlier from the Yadama, that the Yadama said there's an isra ano kapar k'sivba k'kachim, that the hazmano itself asks it. Hagam there's a machlikus in the Gemara, if you redosel an achalesin here israsa, and there's a second mandama that I refasa israsa, Afilochi zok the Yadama mishas hazman it's nesar. The machlekes in the Gemara is mitzad the issa of it being an egla arufa. It's chalon at a din of an egla arufa, and that's what asas ba'ano. Uba'ifin zeh, it doesn't matter. It's not machmas de hazmano. That's what our sugi is discussing. And over there, it's also ba'ano. Afilo if it becomes not roi anymore, the mitzvosa. Afilochi, it stays also ba'ano. It's already chal Hashem egla arufa on it. Our sugi is discussing this ba'ano. That's chal with the hazmano. Hazmano milsi that once it's set aside to be an egla arufa, it's nesa ba'ano machmas de din hazmano. And on that, we're learning out the Kol Torah Kula Azmana Milsi, and that's Chal immediately Mishas the Azmana. We don't even need a Yeridel and Achalesan or Taase. Zok the Ademak, Apark, Sibuk, Kachim, that as soon as he sets it aside to be an Egla Rufa, it's already Aser. And from there, we learn out Azmana Milsi, like we said earlier, with a Dibur Lechude, it could be an Azmana. And from there, we say Azmana Milsi. On the Etzim Raya, we said over from the Enig Yom Tif, that the Enig Yom Tif is Mechiech this Halacha. So when we say Azmana Milsihi, it's Tafka Kozman, it's Roy for this that it was Muzman for. But once it becomes not Roy for the thing it was set aside for, now it becomes Mutter Ba'ano, it's Batal the Azmana, it becomes Mutter Ba'ano. Reb David Perversky is Matcha the Raya, and Zokter the Halacha would be that even if it's Azmana Milsi and it becomes not Roy for the Indian it was set aside for, it still remain Asa Ba'ano. We don't say Batal Azmana and it becomes Mutter Ba'ano. This that the Oneg Yom Tif brought a Raya from Atzei HaSukkah that are suing called Shiva. And the esrig that's set aside to be an esrig and it's asrig called shiva, if it becomes nifsa, it's nafla, sukkah, the halacha is that it's mutter ba'ano. So the enig yom tif, we see from here that if it's batal the azman, if it's not roi le mitzvasa anymore, it's batal the azman and it becomes mutter ba'ano. So the David Perversky, it's dafka by the case of atzei sukkah and the esrig which is set aside for sukkahs. Being that meikara, the entire azman was only azmana lizman. It wasn't the azmana to be nesa la'ilam, it was only azmana for kol shiva. It was only meant to be Atzei HaSukkah to be Asir Kol Shiva. It was only meant to be an Esrik Kol Shiva. It wasn't meant to be Azmana Lo'ilam. Being that Meikara, the Azmana, wasn't Azmana Lo'ilam. Memela, when it becomes Batal and it becomes Narei Limitzvah, it could become Mutter Ba'ano, because Meikara also wasn't meant to be Nesa Lo'ilam. It was only meant to be Nesa Kozman Narei Limitzvah. But Mashenke, when it comes to the Azmana for Egla Arufa, or the Azmana for a Mace, or the Azmana for a Tikshal Tfilin, where Meikar, this Azmana, was Azmana meant to Aser Lo'ilam. It was meant to be a Tikshal Tfilin Lo'ilam. It was meant to be a beggar to be buried with a mace Lo'ilam. I feel if it becomes not Re'ilam, it's Vasa, we don't say it's Batal the Azmana. It's Dafka by Azmana, which is only Azmana Lizman. Then we have the Halacha that if it's Batal earlier, that it's not Re'ilam, it's Vasa anymore, it becomes Mutter Ba'ano. But Azmana, that was Meikar, Azmana to Aser Lo'ilam, it's Chalis, Ano Lo'ilam, that I feel if it becomes not Re'ilam, it's Vasa, it would still be Aser Ba'ano, and we don't say Batal Azman and it's Mutter Ba'ano. And according to this, it wouldn't be Shver the Kasha the Einig Yom Tif, this that the Einig Yom Tif asked, if the Agamor is Mavur, the Isser Egla Rufa is not an Isser Be'etzim, the Shem Egla Rufa is Isser, it's only Machmas Azman and Milsi, that's what Aser the Egla Rufa. Why is the Aloch if one Shechts the Egla Rufa, it stays Aser Ba'ano? In fact, the Einig Yom Tif wants this not Re'ilim Mitzvah, so it should be Batal Azman and Mutter Ba'ano. But according to this, Afilofel is Batal the Azmana, it still remains Mut Aser Ba'ano. It's Dafka by Asukkah, by Azmana Lizman, then if it's not Re'ilim Mitzvah, if it's Batal the Azmana, because Mutter Ba'ano. By regular Azmana Milsi, Afilo if it's Batal the Azmana, it remains Aser Lo'ilam, and Afilo von Shechts Egla Rufa, the Azmana still asses it, and it's still Aser Lo'ilam. The Gemara is Mamshech, and the Gemara asks, Rava, my time le gomam egla rufa. Why doesn't Rava darshan this Joshua of Abaye learn from egla rufa? We should say Asmana Milsi. And the Gemara answers, Amalacha, the Rava answers, Mishamshin, Mishamshin Gamvinon. We learn that the Mishamshin from a mace, or Ibi Begad le mace, from Takrubas Avedis Kerchavim, which is Mishamshin of Avedis Kerchavim. Mashenkin egla rufa, it's Gufa Kedusha, it itself is Kaddish, so therefore we'd rather learn out from Takruvas Avedis Kerchavim that Asmana Lav Milsi, rather than learn out from egla rufa that Asmana Milsi. And Toysis and Divya Maschel, my time will legom megla rufa, asks Akasha, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Rava, my time will legom megla rufa. Shita Sabyechnon is that Arifosa, Isrosa, and in Chulun and Afpebeza, Madala, Fibyechnon holds that egla rufa is only Nessa, Ba'anom, Mishas Arifa. And Rava Paskins like Abyechnon, Im Kain Shita, Rava is that Arifosa, Isrosa. So for Toysis, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Rava, my time will, he doesn't learn out from egla rufa. According to Rava, there is no Asmona Milsia by egla rufa, Arifosa, Isrosa, it's not Nessa, Bechlaf, Masmona, we don't Paskin, Yiridosa, Lenachal, Eson, Yisrosa. And Toysis answers that the Kavan of the Gemara is not to ask Rava, my time will, like Dorish from egla rufa, and he should learn from egla rufa that Asmona Milsia like Abai. Zaktesis, the Gemara's Kavanah, when the Gemara says, Rava, my time on the gum Megla Rufa, is why doesn't Rava learn on his sheet of Megla Rufa? Why does Rava have to learn that from Takruvus Avidus Kerchavim to learn that Asmona Lav Milsi? Why doesn't Rava dash in from Megla Rufa that just like we find Megla Rufa Asmona Lav Milsi, just like we find Megla Rufa, the Alocha is that we pass can have Fosa Isrosa, and Asmona doesn't ask who to Adina call Tarikula Asmona Lav Milsi? Why is it that Rav has to dash from Takuvas Avodas Kerchavim that Asmana Lav Milsi? And the Chayre Yesh Liyashiv the Kasha of Toysis Lefidus Yisait from the Einig Yomtif. We said over from the Einig Yomtif that he's Mefarish, there are two dinim in the Isra Anov and Egla Arufa. There's the Isra Anov that once it's Chal the Shem Egla Arufa, it's Nesar Ba'ano, and that's from the Machlikis Negaman Kedushin, Yeridosla Nachal Eisan Yerisrosa, or we say Arifosa Yisrosa. And that's not where Abayid learned out the din of Asmana Milsi. That's a din that it's Chal Hashem Egla Arufa and it's Nesa Ba'ano Lo'ilam Afilov, it's no longer Roi L'mitzvasa. Masha Inkin, our sug is discussing this, that it's Nesa Ba'ano Mishas Asmana. That as soon as he sets it aside, Kaporek Sivba Kekotchim, it's Nesa Ba'ano Midin Asmana, not Midin the Chaloi Shem Egla Arufa, that's Chal with the Arifa. And Afilov, according to the Mandiyama, Arifasa Yisrosa, it's only once they do the Arifa that it's Nesa Ba'ano. It's really Nesa Ba'ano Mechaim also, but it's not the Isra Ano of the Shem Egla Arufa. It's the Isra Ano of the Asmona that we say Asmona Milsi, once it's set aside for Egla Arufa, it's Nesa Ba'ano. Imkein Agam, the Rava Paskins, Arifasa Yisrosa, Rava also is masking that Nesa Ba'ano Mechaim Idin Asmona. And we should learn that from this that's Kaporek Sivba Kekotchim, we should also learn that Asmona Milsi, just like Abai learns that Asmona Milsi. So according to the Einig Yomtif, you don't have to matrik like Tosis Teretz, that Tosis is answering the Gemara's Kavon is the Rava should learn at his sheet of Megla Rufa, that Asmona Lav Milsi. We can learn the Gemara Kipshuta, that Rava should learn after the din Asmona Megla Rufa, just like an Egla Rufa is Aser Ba'ano Mishas Asmona, who would then we should learn at the Kol Terekula Asmona Milsi. And the Chayver, there is another Nafke Mina in the Machlokes Tosis and the Ramban, whether or not Asmona Milsi or Asmona Lav Milsi is Asmona Bedibo or it's Asmona Bedibo within Asiya. And the Tosis and the Ramban, they are Nechlak also in the Pirish of the Gemara and Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph brings a Raya to Abaye, Toshema Nefesh Shabonne L'Shem Chai. If a person built a caver, l'shem, somebody who's still alive, so therefore the caver is not Nesa Ba'ano, being that the person who it's being prepared for is still alive, it's not a caver that's miyuchid for a mace. Dr. Bryce, it's Mutter Ba'ano, it's not Nesa Ba'ano, with this that he built it l'shem chai. But Dr. Bryce, if afterwards he's hoisef by dimas echod l'shem mace, if after he built it l'shem chai, he was hoisef by a nidvach of avonim, he added a pile of stones with in mind that now it should be miyuchid for a mace, Dr. Bryce says, now also Ba'ano. So the Gemara is asking, L'choyu this Arayat Abaye, we see from here Asmona Milsi. And the Gemara answers, Hocha b'may askinon, derami b'meis. This that we say, Hoysef b'dimas echad l'shem meis, ases Ba'ano, is discussing if it's rami b'meis, if they already buried a mace inside, then it's Nesa Ba'ano. In fact, the Gemara, if it's already rami b'meis, and that's why it's Nesa Ba'ano, yachi ma'ir ya hoysef, why dafka if he's moysef by dimas echad, why if he adds a pile of stones, that's why it's Nesa Ba'ano. If it's rami b'meis, I feel if he wasn't moysef by dimas echad, as long as he buried a mace inside the kever should be Nesa Ba'ano. And the Gemara answers, Lo tzvicha afagav de panya, even though he cleared out and he took the mace out of the kever, afilu achi it's nesa loilam, being that it was hosef badi mesechad l'shei mace, and it was prepared for a mace, and then he buried a mace inside, even if he now takes the mace out, afilu achi the kever is nesa ba'ano loilam. And Tosis in Divya Maschel Nosnu the Sefer brings a raya from this Braisa Tereshita. Zog Tosis, the Braisa had said that a nefesh that was boni l'shem chai is mutter ba'ano, but if he's hoisef by dimas echad l'shem meis, it's aser ba'ano. And the Gemara asks this as a kasha on Rava, we see from here as mona milsi. Zog Tosis, why is it only a kasha on Rava? Afilo according to Abai also that as mona milsi, why dafkif it's hoisef by dimas echad? I feel if it wasn't Hosef Badimus Echad, there was a Yichud Ba'alma, he set aside this Nefesh that he was bonding L'Shem Chai. If he goes and sets it aside L'Shem Meis, it should be Nesa Ba'ano. Why does the Braisa say Dafka? Because it was Hosef Badimus Echad, that's why it's now Meyuchad L'Shem Meis and Nesa Ba'ano. Zog Tosis HaKochach, we see from here, according to Abaye, it's Dafka something similar to Hosef Badimus Echad. Dafka, if there's an Asiyah along with the Yichud, then it's Nesa Ba'ano. But with a yichud the chudei, with the dibur setting aside the shemes, that wouldn't be enough to ask ba'ano. And the Ran brings b'shem the Ramban, he's matcheh this raya from Tosfos. The Ran brings b'shem the Ramban, that the Ramban was matcheh when the Braisa says hoisef b'dimas echad, it's lav dafka. Lav dafka, if he's hoisef b'dimas echad, it's nasa ba'ano, aliba da abaye. The Gemara only asks akasha according to Rava, because abaye can be matcheh that it's lav dafka, hoisef b'dimas echad, afilu b'dibur le chudei, also would be nasa ba'ano. But in a chanami, the Braisa didn't have to say Hesef Badimus Echad. I feel with a Dibu Lechudei as Mona Milsi, and according to Abai, it's Nesa Ba'ano. The Gemara is asking according to Rava that even if it's Hesef Badimus Echad, it's not better than Azmona. According to Rava, Azmona Lav Milsi, Lechavish should still be Mutter Ba'ano. Why is it that the Braisa says Hesef Badimus Echad, it's Asa Ba'ano? And Dr. Rana, I feel after this Teretz of the Ramban, Adayin Yesh La'akshis from the safe of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Aliba de Rava, this that it's Hosef Badimus Echad L'Shem Meis, it's Aser Ba'ano, is discussing, it was Rami Be'Meis. And the Chiddush is, Afagav de Panya, even though he cleared the Meis out, Afilachi, it's still Aser Ba'ano, being that there was a Azmona, and afterwards he put the Meis inside, the Nefesh Abonu L'Shem Chai is Nesa Lo'ilam. And Dr. Ramban, it's Dr. Ran, it's Mashba from the Gemara, it's Dafka because it's Hosef Badimus Echad, and then it's Rami Be'Meis, then we say, Afagav de Panya, it's Aser Ba'ano. But if it wouldn't be Hosef Badimus Echad, it would just be Rami Be'Meis. Then if it would be Panya, if you would take the mace out of the cave, it would become Mutter Ba'ano. And Dr. Ran, Mistama, the Ran's assuming Mistama, if it was Rami Be'Meis, if people went and buried a mace inside, Mistama, they were Mazmen at Bediba, and they spoke out, this should be the Kever Shal Pliny. And the Ran's assuming if that every time it's Rami Be'Meis, there's always a Dibur, there's always a Azmana Bediba. And Afilachi, the Braisa is saying it's Dafka because Hosef Badimus Echad, it's Dafka if there's an Asiyah, and then it's Rami Be'Meis, then it's Nesa Ba'ano Lo'ilam. It's Mashma with just the Rami Be'Meis, even though the Ran assumes it has Azmona Be'Peh and has Azmona Be'Dibur. Afilachi, if it's Panya, it's Mutter Ba'ano. In fact, the Ran and the Ramban, if Rava holds that the Azmona Milsi, the Azmona Lav Milsi, when he's Mishtamish, then with the Azmona, it's Nesa Lo'ilam. And that Azmona Zafilo Azmona Bepeh, it doesn't need an Asiyah. Why is it that it's Dafka with Hosef Badimus, then it's Nasa Loilam? Afilo, if it wouldn't be Hosef Badimus, even if it would just be Rami Be'Meis, and there was Azmona Bepeh before his Rami Be'Meis, it should also be Nasa and Ba'ano Loilam. And Afagav de Pan, even after they cleared the mace, it should still be Nasa Ba'ano. So, in fact, the Ran and the Ramban, it's Mashma from the Gemara that Aliba de Rava, when we say an Azmona Asas with an Ishtamshis, it's Dafka and Azmona with an Asiyah, it's Dafka Azmona of Hosef Badimus Echad. And the Ran brings that the Ramban answers this Kasha, the Ran brings B'Shem Ramban at Teretz, that this that the Braisa says, Dafka if it's Hosef Badimus Echad, it's Nesa Ba'ano. But with Azmona Bepeh and Rami Be'Meis, it wouldn't be Nesa Ba'ano after they take the mace out. Zak the Ramban were discussing a case that they were Masna B'Shas, they put the mace inside. They made a Tanai B'Shas, they put the mace inside. And they said that if they take the mace out, there is no yichud b'chlal. They're not being miyachid the kevel l'shem ha-mace, but makom that they're going to take the mace out. If in the future they take the mace out of this kever, then they never have kavana b'chlal now to be miyachid this kevel l'shem ha-mace. And Dr. Ramban, memela, if it was done as mona b'dibur, that they spoke at this kever, should be l'shem this mace, and they were master before they put the mace inside, that it's dafki if the mace remains in this kever, but if it's panya, if they take the mace out of the kever, then they don't have das to be miyachid the kever l'shem ha-mace. Memela, if it's panya afterwards, it will become mutter ba'ano. It's tafka because hoisef badimus echad. It's tafka because there was an asiyah. So mele, the tanai is not mehani. And if there's an asiyah in preparing it for the mace, even though they were master and they said that this kevah shouldn't be l'shem this mace, b'makom that in the future they want to take the mace out of the kevah, afilu achi, even after achad de panya, even after they take the mace out, it would be nesar ba'ano, being that there was azmona dom ba'asiyah, tanai is not mehani. And the Ran is matmi on the Ramban. In fact, the Ran Maishnov, it's Azmona Bepeh, that a Tanai is Mahani. If the Ramban is being mukin the case for discussing that they were Masna before they were Rami Bey Mace, they made a Tanai before they put the Mace inside, and they were Masna that if they take the Mace out, they don't want the Kevet to be Miyochid the Shame this Mace. So, the Ran came away that this Tanai is Mahani with Azmona Bepeh. Who would then also this Tanai should be Mahani on Azmona that was done Aidei and Asiya? If they made a yichud, they miyached the kevah l'shem ha-meis, and they were hoisef badi mesechud, but they spoke out of tanai, it's dafke if the meis remains in the kevah. But if in the future they want to take the meis out of the kevah, there is no yichud b'chlal, they're not setting aside the kevah for this meis. Why wouldn't the tanai be mehani and the chayu b'mokim that they made such a tanai? If they were panya, if they took the meis out of the kevah, it should become mutar ba'ano. So Zogderan, if the case is discussing a Tanai, bein if it was Azmonai de Erasiya, bein if it's Azmona Bepe, a Tanai is Mehani, and if it's Panya, it's Mutter Ba'ano. Al-Koch, if the case is discussing, there is no Tanai, and Afilu Achi, Dafke, if it's Hoysef Badi Mesechur, if there's Azmona with an Asiya, then it's Nesa Ba'ano Lo'ilam, even Acher de Panya. But if it's only an Azmona Bepe, then if it would be Panya, it becomes Mutter Ba'ano, and therefore the Ran is Chilik and the Ramban, the Ran holds like the Shita Sa'atrisvis. Zokteran, afilu azmona bepeh is not mahani aliba derav, but stafkift is azmona bepeh with an asiya, and then he's mishtamish with it, then it would be nasa ba'ano. And it's yotzel lonu machlikis the Ramban and the Ran, if a tanai is mahani on azmona that was done aide and asiya. According to the Ramban, a tanai is only mahani on azmona bepeh. If he's mazmin bepeh and he sets aside a kevah for the mace, then a tanai is mahani and he can be masna and speak out that he's not being mazmin this kevah for the mace, but mocking that it's panya in the future. But if there is azmona done in asiya, then azmona atnai is not mahani. A person can't be master on asiya. Mashenkin, according to the Ran, just like atnai is mahani on azmona bepeh, who adin atnai is mahani on azmona aidein asiya also. And luchayu yesh lefarish the machlikis yesh lachko. What is the pshat when somebody does the azmona aidein asiya? If a person is mazmin bepeh, that's a yichud is being miyachid the kever for a mace. He's being miyachid a tikshel tefillin that this should be set aside for tefillin. When a person is mazman aidei and asiya, do we look at it that the asiya is coming to be mechazik the azmona bepeh? Then not only he's setting it aside with a dibur ba'alma, he's setting aside this kevah for the mace, but he's being mechazik his dibur aidei that he's doing in asiya, that now it's a dibur gemura, it's a dibur with an asiya, he's setting this aside with a yichud gomer, this should be set aside for a mace. Or do we say that when a person does an azmona aidei and asiya, it's not the pshat, it's a chizik to the azmona bepeh, that it's a stronger azmona than just an azmona bepeh, but it's working the same way as an azmona bepeh? We can say when a person does a azmona aidei and asiya, it's not the pshat, the azmona bepeh is being mahani bechlal. The azmona bepeh is just setting up that the asiya should be an azmona, but now the asiya itself, this that he did a maisa to be meyachid, it is a maisa yichud, and that makes it meyuchid for whatever he's setting it aside for. If a person does an asiya to make a kevah for a mace, the maisa being meyachid, that asiya sets it aside for the mace. But it's not the pshat, the person's creating the chalos aidei dibur, and the maisa is a chizik in the dibur. The asiya he's doing, that's what's miyachid, that's what sets it aside, and now it should be considered set aside for a mace, and that's what asas it ba'ano. And l'chayv, the Ran holds like the first sad. The Ran holds that a hazmona that's done aide in a dibur with an asiya, the pshat is that the asiya is a chizik on the dibur. So the Ran, kimoy that's mahani at tonight, when a person says a dibur to be mazmin or kever l'shem ha-mace, he can make tenoyim, because a person's creating this hazmona, he's creating this yichud, he can be masna, what is das, isn't being miyachid l'shem ha-mace. Who would then, if there's an asiya which is being mechazik is dibur, also a person can make a tanai. And the shita sayam ban lechayre is that when a person does a azmona aidei and asiya, it's not the pshat the asiya is being mechazik the dibur. When a person does an azmona aidei and asiya, the maisa itself is the oiser, the maisa itself is setting it aside. This that he's doing in asiya to set this aside for a mace is a maisa oiseris. And the person isn't bekoyach to make a tanai on such a maisa to say that the maisa should an aser, being that it's be'etzem a maisa that sets aside a kever for a mace. This that the Maisa is setting it aside, it itself is an oiser and is miyachidit for the Maisa and asses it ba'ano. And Zakhtar Ramban, be'oifin that the yichud was done aidei in a siya, a person can't make a tanai is not mahani. It's dafka by azmona bepeh, a tanai is mahani, and that's why the Ramban explains the Gemara, it's dafka if it's hoisef badim mesechot, It's dafka with an asiyah. Then if he's masna, that it shouldn't be considered a yichud b'makom that he takes the mace out la'achaz man. It's still going to be nesa ba'ano. Mashenkin, if it's just hazmana b'peh, then a t'nai is mahani and b'makom depanya would become muter ba'ano. There is a nidin in the poiskim about a inyan which is neger the pirish of our sugya. The poiskim discuss if there's a halachas of zchia by a mace, could a mace be zeicha in mamon, and now this mamon should go to his yorshim, or do we say after a person dies, ain't zchia la mace, he can't be zeicha in mamon b'chlal? The Machne Ephraim in Ochizchiyu Ma'atona Simen Lamed Aleph discusses a case where Reuven was mezakim mamon to a mace. Reuven did a mace zchia to be mezakim mamon to another person who was already dead. And the Machne Ephraim is in this topic, do we say that the mace is zeich in this mamon and the mamon goes to the yerish of this mace, or do we say ein zchia le mace, and being that the mace can't be zeich in the mamon still belongs to the mace in Ma'atona, it does not go to the yerishim of this mace. The Abnei Nezer and Chayshem Mishpat and Simen Mem Aleph received the Shaila about an oil that was built on the caver of a tzaddik. And there were Chazonim and Shamoshim, they were the ones taking care, the Gaboim taking care of the oil that was built on the caver of a specific tzaddik. And Zoktav, they sent the Shaila to Abnei Nezer, there was a achnosa, there was money coming in. They list that people were coming to be mispalel and people were giving them money. There was a achnosa coming into the oil that was built on the caver of the tzaddik. And an enikel of this tzaddik came and he locked the oil and he claimed that all achnosa that comes in belongs to him, being that he's a yerush of this tzaddik. And Avnei Nezer discusses this nidin is tali whether or not mesim have schusim. If mesim have schusim, then the oil belongs to the tzaddik, then the enikel, the yerush, is the one who's yerush all achnosa, all money that comes in from the people that are bol is spalled by the oil of the tzaddik. But if we say ein zchiyah lemeisim, if the meisim don't have schusim, then the meis doesn't have any schusim to the oil, and who adin the enikel doesn't have any schus hayerusha to the achnasa, to the moment that's coming in, aide the people are coming to be mispal by the oil of the tzaddik. And this nidin in the poskim is tali in the raya which our gemara brings to Rava. The gemara brings a raya to Rava as mona lav milsi. Zok the gemara raya from a braisa toshma moisa meisim lemeisim. If Bezdin collected money for the tzayuch of kruas meisim, and they collected stam for Mason Baalma after they took care of the tzayrich which they were collecting the money for, the leftover money goes to other Mason. The Meiser at stocko, the money left over, goes to other tzarche Mason. But if it's Meiser at Mace, if they collected for a specific Mace, they collected for a specific person that died, the leftover money goes to his Yarshim. The leftover money that was collected for the tzarech of his kvur, for the tzarech of his kever, that money goes to his Yarshim, they are zeich in the moment. Zok the Gemara, we see from here that the mammon is mutter ba'ano, agama was collected the tzarech of a mace, so we see that mammon that was collected for the tzarech of the mace can go to his yoshim and it's mutter ba'ano. So we see hazmana lav milsi, we see that something that was collected with hazmana, it still doesn't become mutter ba'ano, because mana wasn't used for the mace, it's still mutter ba'ano, and that's how we could say mace ha'maseim liyoshim. And the Gemara answers, achab b'mayaskinon, she'agavu mechayim, they collected the money mechayim of the person, they didn't collect the lachamisa, therefore there was no hazmon on this moment to be prepared for a mace, and therefore it is mutter ba'ano. On the etzem halacha mentioned in this braisa, moisa ha'mace liyoshav, the leftover money collected for the tzayach of a mace goes to his yoshim, and what schus did the yoshim have to get the moment that was collected for the mace? And the Ademaz Mefarish, why is the halacha Moisa Mace Liyoshav, is being that it's collected for the mace is zeich in the money. And in Cain, the leftover money goes to his Yoshim, just like all money that this mace owns goes to the Yoshim, the Yerish, the mace. Who then was collected for this mace, Lachamisa, the mace is zeich in the mammon, and the mammon goes to his Yoshim. And from this Yadimah, we see that a mace could have Schia, the mace could be zeich in mammon, and mammon that he's zeich in goes to his Yoshim. Uchayinza the Machne Ephraim brings b'shem the Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba is mechiach from our sugya that yesh chiyah lemeisim. We see a meis could be zeich in mamon. Being that the Gemara is saying meis ha meis liyoshav, we see the meis is zeich in the mamon. So we see yesh chiyah lemeisim, and therefore it goes to his yoshim. The Ran in our sugya is mefarish this halacha differently. The Ran is mefarish this that the Gemara says meis ha meis liyoshav is not because the meis is zeich in the mamon. Zok the Ran, being that this mammon was collected for the tzayrich of the mace, and the halacha is that mammon stokah, you can't be mishana from one tzayrich to another tzayrich. Being that it was collected for this mace, it has to be used for this mace. So really, me'ikra adin, the halacha should be that the mammon that was collected for this mace, we should use it to be moisif on his kever. I feel if there is no more tzayrich, he's already buried and the kever is already built, we should be moisif ba'adimus. Mishim Moisef onto his kever, on the binyan of his kever, be Moisef more things. That's what the moment should be used for. And we can't be Mishana this moment Letzayrechachet, to use the moment for something else. Not mehilchis mamonis, not mehilchis choishem mishpat, because it belongs to the mace. But mehilchis tztaka, being that it's collected for the purpose to be used for this mace, you can't be mishtana letzayrechachet. And zakteranim kena has to be used for the tzayrech of the mace. This that it goes to the yarshim is because mistama the mace is meichel. Mistama is meichel. This that it should be used to build another demas on his kever, to build an extra binyan al gabe his kever, is meichel, that he would rather it go to the yarshim. Being that we could assume a mechila, so agam was collected for the tzayrich of the mace, and there's a right and a din that it should really go to the tzayrich of the covered of the mace to build a binyan agabe kivrei. Zokteran, being that mistami is meichel, and he would prefer that it should go to his yarshim, therefore the halacha is meisa mace liyarshav. But it's mevuah from the ran that pe'etzim a mace doesn't have schia. If a person's mezakim mammon to a mace, the mace isn't tzayrich in the mammon. It's only meuchis tztaka, being that the mammon's supposed to go for a tzayrich of this mace. Only we know for sure that the mace would prefer not to go to the tzayrich of building an extra binyan. He would prefer that it goes to his yarshim, that they should get the extra money. Therefore, we say meisa mace liyarshav. And there's a second mahalach to be mefarish the brayso meisa mace liyarshav. The Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, it's brought in the Beis Yosef in Yeridei and Siman Shin Nun Vav. The mefarish, being that b'shas they were collecting money for the tzayrich of the mace, there's a bezayin to the mace. When a person goes and collects money for the mace, he's being mezalzlon, being mevazer the mace. Only it's kedai, the mace has to be buried, so therefore we go to and we put the mace through the bezayin in order to collect the money, to have enough money to be kaver the mace and to be able to build the mekaver. Mezak the Ramban, being that we were mevazer the mace, I day this collecting, we can't go use the moment for something else. If you collected for mesim stam, there was no bezayin, they collected with a general, they collected for mesim stam, then the halacha is mesa mesim le mesim. But if you collected for a specific mace, and there was a bezayin for the mace in the collecting of the money, some kain machmas the bezayin, the mammon has to go to the mace. And again, mistama the mace would prefer that it goes to his yarshim, and therefore we say moisa mace liyarshav. But the halacha of moisa mace liyarshav is not machmas a schia, that the mace was zeich in the money. There is no schia in the mammon, because a mace can't be zeich in anything. It's only machmas the bezayin, that he was mevuzay, the collecting of the money, that the mammon has to go for the tzayrich of the mace. And being that he would want it to go to his yoshim, we say it goes to the yoshim, and that's the pshat in our Gemara, Moisa Meis Liyoshav. So, Avni Nezer, based on this Ran and based on this Ramban, being that Sai the Ramban and Sai the Ram both hold Ein Schiel Lameisim, therefore, in the case of the oil that was built al Gabi, the cave of the Tzaddik, the Enikol has no schusim to the Achnasa, and the Chazonim and Shamashim could continue to run the oil, and they're the ones who are Zeicha in the Achnasa of the Mammon that's coming in, and they're the ones who are being Balis Palasham. The Machnerfayim is also mechavin to this svar of the Ramban. The Machnerfayim is matcha the Rai of the Rajba. He brings the Chuvah, so Rajba is mechiyach from our suga, the yesh schiyah lemeisim. And so the Machnerfayim, there is no Rai, and maybe this that we say, Moisa ha-meis liyoshev, is machmas that the meis had a bezayin, and this that they collected mammon b'shvilay. And because of the bezayin, the mammon has to go letzorchay, and we assume that he wants it to go to his yoshim, and that's the pshat in the halacha of Moisa ha-meis liyoshev. And with this also, the Machnerfayim is masik that there is no halacha of schiyah to meisim. Mason cannot be zeich in mammon after they die, just like all his mammon goes to his yoshim. Once a person dies, he can't be zeich in new mammon. And if somebody's mezake in mammon, there is no schia bechlal, and this mammon doesn't go to his yoshim, it remains by the nice in matana. The Gemara and Daf Memchesa Medbeis is mamshich with another raya to Rava. The Gemara brings a braisa, Amar lo'uman aseli tikshal sefer, a night tikshal tefillin. Actually, nishtamish ben kodesh mutter lishtamish ben choyl. Until you use it for the tefillin, you could use it for dvarim shal choyl. Once you use it for dvarim shal kodesh, then it's aser lishtamish ben for choyl. You can't. Once you use it for dvarim shal kodesh, it's aser to use it for dvarim shal choyl. It's mefurish in the braisa that until you mishtamish ben kodesh, it's mutter lishtamish ben choyl. We see mefurish as manalav milsi, it's a raya to rava. And the Gemara answers that Abaye says, Tanoi, it's a machlikis Tanoi, if Azmona Milsi or Azmona Lav Milsi. And the Gemara brings the Braisa by the Or of Tfilin, Tzipon Zov, Oishatola, Leyen, Or Shabbe Matmeyets, Psulois, Orbe Matoira, Ksheiris, you could use Orbe Maksheiris for Tfilin. And Zokhtan Braisa, Afal Pishalei, Ivdon Lishman, even though you didn't do an Ibud Lishman, the Or, it's still kosher for Tfilin. And I'm Shimme Gamdielaimer, Af Orbe Matoira, Psulois, Achiavdu Lishman. If Shimon ben Gamliel is chaylik, if Shimon ben Gamliel holds, you can't use even the or of a behemoth Torah, cannot be used for tefillin, achi ya'avdu lishmon, you need an ibud lishmon. If a machlikis ta'anoim, whether or not you need ibud lishmon by tefillin, or you don't need ibud lishmon by tefillin. Zok da bay the machlikis of whether or not you need ibud lishma by tefillin is machlikis hazmana milsi or hazmana lav milsi. Therefore, it's a machlikis tanam, and it's not spread that there. We have a brayso that says mefurish hazmana lav milsi. And the chayyud is gemara is a plia. What's the shaykhis to whether or not you say you need ibud lishma by tefillin to whether or not hazmana milsi or hazmana lav milsi? And there are three mahalchim in the Rishonim to mefarish. What is our sugish telling too? From this that we find is a machlekes whether or not you need ibud lishma by tefillin to hazmana milsi or hazmana lav milsi. And it's totally in these shitas of Rishonim. What is the nekuda that you need ibud lishma by tefillin? Is the pshat by ibud lishma by tefillin that the ibud lishma is being mekadish to or it's creating a kedusha in the or that now it's ready to be used for tefillin. When you go and you can be kaisavel of tefillin and use it for the ritzuis of the tefillin. It has a kedusha. This that there was an ibud lishma. It's or that has a kedusha, and that's why it's kosher to be used for tefillin. Or is the nekuda of an ibud lishma stam a chivuvi mitzvah ba'alma? You should use a davar that was done lishma. K'may that we find by the dalad minim, you should do an ibud lishma. And we find by matzahs there's an inyan to be shemir lishma. There's an inyan lishma with elpi mekadish the gufa davar. Stam a person should only use something that was done lishma. When it comes to tashmishe kedusha, when it comes to tefillin. What is the nekud of lishma? Is the lishma a mekadish of the or that now it's kosher for tefillin? Or is the lishma just a chivuvi mitzvah ba'alma to use the davar that we had in ibud lishma? And this is totally in the shittus of Rishonim and Mefarish our sugya. What's our sugya telling to? What shaykhis ibud lishma to hazmana milsi, hazmana lav milsi? Shittus Rashi is Mefarish, the Gemara is tushtel, that Abaye is understanding the machlikis of ibud lishma and ibud lav lishma. The man the Omer who says that Ibud has to be done lishma in order to be kosher for tefillin holds hazmana milsi. Being that he holds hazmana milsi, he could have a Ibud lishma. If a person doesn't Ibud to use this or for tefillin, that's mekadish to or. And now that the or is a kedusha, it's ready to be used for tefillin. The man the Omer who says that you need lishma is because he holds hazmana milsi. This therefore it's shaykh to be mekadish to or, idea hazmana, idea in Ibud lishma. And the Malnomer says that for tefillin it's kosher when you have or that didn't have an ibud lishma is because he holds azmana lav milsi. So being that azmana lav milsi, it's not shaykh to be makatish the or to create a kedusha in the or koidim ksi the ksiva of the tefillin al gabi the klaf. There's no way to create such a kedusha. Umemela it's batal meikara the whole din of ibud lishma. Being that it's not possible to create the kedusha idea azmana idea in ibud lishma because we hold azmana lav milsi, therefore there is no halacha of ibud lishma when it comes to the klaf and it comes to the or of tefillin. Tosfos asks on Rashi from the sugya and gittin on daf nandalad amid beis the gemara and gittin is mavur that when it comes to a sefer Torah there is a halacha of ibud lishma one could only use for the klaf of a sefer Torah a klaf that had an ibud lishma. According to Rashi, that the machlekes of ibud lishma by tefillin is totally an azmana milsi, because if you're the azmana milsi, it's possible to have an ibud lishma. It's mehani to be mekadish the or to create a kedusha in the or that it should be kosher for tefillin. By shaking, if it's hazmana lav milsi, it's bottle the entire din of ibud lishma, being that the ibud lishma is coming to create a kedusha and hazmana lav milsi, so it's not possible to create the kedusha. So if we paskin azmana lav milsi, why is it that when it comes to a sefer Torah, the halacha is one can only use a klaf that had an ibud lishma? Just like by tefillin, it's not mehani the ibud lishma, so too by a sefer Torah, it's not shaykh to have halacha of ibud lishma. How is it that we paskin azmana lav milsi, and still the gemara gittin is mavur that we paskin by a sefer Torah, one can only use a klaf that had an ibud lishma? And there are two mehalchim in the Rishonim to be miyashiv shitas Rashi. The Yadama enters according to Shitas Rashi, Zok the Yadama Shani Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah is Cholok from Tefillin because Iyu Gufei Kaddish. Zok the Yadama, the Gemara earlier brought that Rava doesn't learn off Megla Rufa because it's Adif to learn out Tashmishin from Tashmishin. Mashenke, when it comes to Megla Rufa, that Iyu Gufei Kaddish, we don't learn out the Eirik Beged Lemais, we don't learn out Megla Rufa because Megla Rufa is Iyu Gufei Kaddish. Mashenkin, the beggar is only a tashmishin lemeis, and it's better to learn out tashmishin mi tashmishin. Zok the Yadama mikol mokim, according to Rava, a dover that's iu gufei kaddish, kegoin a sefer Torah that has kedusha, it's iu gufei kaddish. Over there, avada the halacha would be that hazmana milsi. So therefore, again, when it comes to tefillin, behold that it's not possible to have halacha of ibud lishma because hazmana lav milsi. When it comes to a sefer Torah that's iu gufei kaddish and it's not tashmishin bechlal, over there the halacha is hazmana milsi. And therefore the Gemara in Gittin is masik that even according to Rava that Azmana Lav Milsi, we still need for the klaf of a Sefer Torah, Dafka klaf that an Ibud Lishma. And Zok the Yadir Mad, and who had been by Tefillin also, there's also a halacha of Ibud Lishma when it comes to the klaf the person is writing the Tefillin on. This that the Gemara by us brings a brisa that one doesn't need ibud lishma when it comes to tefillin. That's talking about the ur that he's using to store the klaf of the tefillin in. It's the batim, is the ur he's using for the batim and for the ritzuas, not for the ikr klaf that the tefillin is being nichtav on. Zog the Adama, the ikr klaf that the tefillin is being nichtav on has a ketusha, there's an iogufe kaddish, and over there the halach is as mana milsi. It's tafkan, the batim and the ritzuas, they have a halach of tashmishin, over there Rava holds to be luna tashmishin mi tashmishin, therefore we luna from takruvus avidazara, that the halach is as mana la milsi. The Ran gives a different teretz for Rashi. The Ran answers Taisus Kasha. Why is it that by Sefer Torah we find the halacha is that one needs ibud lishma in the klaf maishna? From this that Rashi says it's not possible to have the halacha of ibud lishma, being that we paskin as man alav milsi. And zok the Ran shani Sefer Torah that there's a pasuk mefurish that says va'ata kisfu lochem es hashira azois, and we dashin kisfu lochem that it should be done the shame the Sefer Torah. Zok the Ran, if we're dashing a mefurish a pasuk that it has to be done the shame the Sefer Torah, it's not to create a kedusha in the klaf in order to be able to use it to write a Sefer Torah on it. Zok the Ran, the pasuk is mechadish machmas chivuvi mitzvah ba'alma, is a din machmas chivuva mitzvah. One should only use a klaf that had a ibud lishma that was done the shame the ksiva of the Sefer Torah, but it's not machmas to kedusha. Therefore, afilu lefi the man diomar who holds as mana lav milsi, it would also be maskim that when it comes to a Sefer Torah. Machmas, the pasuk that's mefurish that we darshin and needs an ibud lishma. Machmas, the chiva of our mitzvah, a person has to use a klaf that had ibud lishma. But avada, when it comes to tefillin, where there is no pasuk that tells us, machmas, the chiva of our mitzvah, you need a klaf that had an ibud lishma. Over there we say that if you need to create the kedusha, if asmana milsi, that we could create the kedusha and an ibud lishma, then you need dafka klaf that had an ibud lishma. But if you hold asmana lav milsi, that's not possible to create a kedusha in the klaf, then it's bottled the entire din of ibud lishma. It's not possible to have such a halacha. Our korchach, there is no din by tefillin that a person has to have dafka and ibud lishma. And that's the machlekes whether or not by tefillin and ibud lishma is totally if asmana milsi or asmana lav milsi. Taisvus is chilek on Rashi, and the Ran also brings the shita b'shem the balamor that the mefarish the gemara the opposite of Rashi. Taisus in the Balamor, Mefarish, this that the Gemara is Toyla, in Asmona Milsa, Asmona La Milsi, whether or not we need Ibud Lishma or don't need Ibud Lishma. Zok Taisus, if you hold Asmona Milsi, then you don't need Ibud Lishma. The Tachlis of the Ibud is to create a Kedushin, the Klaf of the Tefillin, to be known to be used, that should be kosher to use for the Tefillin. If we hold Asmona Milsi, then you don't need Dafkan Ibud Lishma. I feel if the Ibud wasn't done Lishma, be Asmona Baalma, a person can do a Dibur with a small Maisa. That would be enough to create a kedusha in the klaf, and now it's kosher to be used for tefillin. Therefore, we don't need an ibud lishma. Mashenkin, according to Rava, who holds asmana lav milsi, zog Tosfos, according to Rava, that asmana lav milsi, it's not enough to do a maisa asmana ba'alma. You need dafka an ibud lishma to create the kedusha in the arat tefillin, and now it's kosher to be used for the arat tefillin. But al kolpanim, Tosfos is mefarish the hepuch from Rashi. Taisus holds that if you hold asmana milsi, then the halach is you don't need an ibud lishma, and if you hold asmana lav milsi, then asmana ba'alma is not enough, you need dafka an ibud lishma. And according to Taisus, we paskin asmana lav milsi, and if we paskin by a sefer Torah also, one can only use a klaf that had a ibud lishma. It's not enough asmana ba'alma, one can only use a klaf for a sefer Torah if it had an ibud lishma. And according to Taisvus, Tzarech Lefarish, Lechayre Taisvus is Sosim, that if you hold Asmana Lav Milsi, and Asmana Baalma is not enough to create the Kedusha in the Ur, why is it that an Ibud is enough to create a Kedusha in the Ur? Why is it that when a Ibud Lishma, that is able to be Mekadish Tor, if Asmana Lav Milsi, so what's better about an Ibud Lishma, that creates a Kedusha in the Ur of the Tefillin, then now we can use it and it's kosher to be used for Tefillin? If we hold Asmana Lav Milsi, just like Asmana Ba'alma is not enough, who within the Ibud Lishma also should not be enough to create a Kedusha in the Tefillin. And the Ran is Mefarish that being that the Ritzuis of a Tefillin, we use them to create the Shem Hashem, the Shin, the Dalet, and the Yod, so therefore the Ritzuis themselves have a Kedusha. Therefore they're not considered Tashmishe Kedusha Ba'alma, they're considered to have a Kedusha Bifnei Atzman, they're not regular Tashmishin, and Zok the Ran, therefore a Ibud Lishma is enough to create a Kedusha. Only the Ran asks me, if Asmana is not enough, and you need, why is the Ibud better? And if the Ibud is enough, Asmana Ba'alma should also be enough. And the Ran leaves it by a Tzarechi in the Dasa Taisvis, what's better about an Ibud? Why is it that an Ibud Lishma could create a Kedusha, and Asmana Ba'alma can't create a Kedusha according to Shitas Rava? And our Korchach Tzarech Leim, according to Shitas Taisvis, that Ibud Lishma is not creating a Kedusha, the Halacha of Asmana. It's not the regular Halacha of Asmana that it's set aside for Tefillin that creates the Kedusha. is another halacha, a chiddush in the halacha of lishma, that if something is done l'shem atfilin, the din lishma, the ibud lishma itself could create a kedusha, and it's not the regular, it's not telling the sugi of azmana milsi, azmana lav milsi. And if it was a ktosis, afilo according to Rava holds azmana lav milsi, if you do an ibud lishma that creates a kedusha in the atfilin, then now it's kosher to be used for tfilin. And the chayvid is chiddush would be a davish and nechluku by Rashi v'taisvis. According to Rashi, ibud lishma could only create a kedusha for azmana milsi. And according to Taisvis, according to Rava, even if you hold Azmana Lav Milsi, Ibud Lishma could create a Kedusha in the Tefillin. It doesn't have the Gedarm of Azmana Milsi. It's not Machmas. This time I'm Yachid for the Tefillin that's creating the Kedusha like Shitas Rashi. The Ibud Lishma, this time I'm doing Ibud Lishema Tefillin itself, is Mekadish the Tefillin. It creates a Kedusha in the Or. Then now it's kosher to be used for Tefillin. And there's a third mehalach in the Rishonim to Mefarish al Gemara is Tliya that Abaye says Tanoi, and he brings the machlokes of whether or not there's a din ibud lishma by tefillin. And with that, Abaye explains that there's a machlokes Tanoim if Azmana Milsi or Azmana Lav Milsi. The Ran brings Bishem the Ramban, and it's a Ramban in the Machamis in Sukkah. He's Mefarish the Gemara that it's not the kavan of Abaye Bechlal to say whether or not you need ibud lishma by tefillin is totally if Azmana Milsi or Azmana Lav Milsi. So the Ramban, it's nechliku Abayi v'rova be'ikir adin, this that you need ibud lishma by tefillin. Abayi understands the halacha of ibud lishma by tefillin, that is creating a kedusha in the art. So the Abayi, im kainet is a halacha of ibud lishma by tefillin, it has to be because azmana milsi. Masha'inkin rova's chaylik, rova holds the halacha of ibud lishma by tefillin, has nothing to do with creating a kedusha in the art. It's similar to the halacha of lishma by matzah. And by Dalad Minim, the halachas of Lishma, Machmas Chivu, Ve'mitzvah, there's a din to be me'abed the Or Lishma, but it's not in order to create a Kedusha in the Or. And Zagdrava, afilu if you say Azmana Lav Milsihi, afilu achi, there could be a halacha that the Or of the Tefillin has to have an Ibud Lishma. And Abayi is Mefarish, it's Dafka because Azmana Milsi. Me'mela Zagd Abayi, there's a machlikis whether or not the Or of the Tefillin needs an Ibud Lishma or doesn't need an Ibud Lishma. Zogt Abaye, the pirush of the machlokes is lekuli yam holds azmana milsi. Everybody is maskim azmana milsi that a oirig beged for a mace is asa ba'ano. This that there's a machlokes when it comes to the ibud of tefillin. If you need ibud lishma, you don't need ibud lishma. The man the yomer holds that you don't need ibud lishma is mefarish because azmana ba'alm was enough. You don't need such a big mace. You don't need a mace ibud lishma to create the kedusha. Afilu ba'azmona ba'alma tzagi, and you don't need a ma'isa ibud lishma, you could just be meyachad with an asiya ba'alma that this should be for the tefillin, that creates the kedusha, and now it's kosher to be used for tefillin. Man, the amr that says you need ibud lishma is because he's mefarish the azmona to create the kedusha of the tefillin, azmona ba'alma is not enough, it needs dafka and ibud lishma in order to create the kedusha. Both man, the amr hold azmona milsi. The kavan of the Gemara, when the Gemara says Tanoi is not to be mefarish, this machlokes is arguing Azmana Milsi or Azmana Lav Milsi. The kavan of the Gemara, when it says Tanoi, is that Agami found a brisa that holds Azmana Lav Milsi. Abayi says we have two Tanoim here that hold Azmana Milsi. So al kochach this machlokes Tanoim, whether or not Azmana Milsi or Azmana Lav Milsi. But Kol says Dafka according to the sheet of Abayi. And Rava's chaylik, and he says this machlikis of whether or not you need ibud lishma by tefillin, or you don't need ibud lishma by tefillin, there's no shaykhis to the machlikis azmana milsi, azmana lav milsi. It's machlikis in the din of lishma, machmas chivuve mitzvah, if there's a din lishma by ibud or a tefillin, or there is no din of lishma. So avad, it's not shver, the kasha that Tosis is asking on Rashi from the Gemara in Gittin and Daf and Dalet, that we find by Sefer Torah, there is a halacha of ibud lishma, hagam we paskin like Rava azmana lav milsi. Rava holds that the halacha of Azmana Lav Milsi has no shaychis to the din of Ibud Lishma by Sifri HaKodesh, and I feel if you need Lishma by Tefillin and by Sefer Torah, you could throw the Azmana Lav Milsi. It's Dafka Abayi who holds that the din Ibud Lishma is ordered to create a Kedusha, therefore it's totally in the sugi of Azmana Milsi and Azmana Lav Milsi, and Abayi answers this that you found the brisa that Azmana Lav Milsi, the man the Amram that say you need Ibud Lishma, hold Azmana Milsi, and that's how you create a Kedusha in Dara Tefillin and makes it kosher to be used for Tefillin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.